Didsbury, proposed updates to the bylaw governing the multi-stakeholder Didsbury Economic Development Advisory Committee, DEDAC, have been considered by council and sent to committee for further review. A review of the bylaw was recently undertaken by administration, with several updates recommended to update and simplify the legislation. Principles were clarified, processes and membership simplified and red tape reduced, said Ethan Gorner, the town of Didsbury's chief administrative officer. DEDAC and administration are recommending that council consider this updated new DEDAC bylaw for first reading and that it then be referred to the Policy and Governance Committee for further review and improved as necessary. The committee works to promote the economic health of the community. Proposed changes to the membership of the committee would be two councillors, up to two executive members of the Didsbury and District Chamber of Commerce, and up to 10 regular members of the public at large, that have experience in or a passion for business, innovation and economic development. Backgrounds of the public members can include entrepreneur, investor, financier, commercial realty, land development, tourism operator, retailer, industrial, manufacturing, hospitality industry, arts and culture, and health and wellness. Membership would also include up to two youths between the ages of 15 and 21. All members should be appointed by council resolution at the recommendation of the committee. Should a vacancy occur mid-term, council may appoint a replacement on the recommendation of the committee. The town's economic development officer will be the administrative support and advisor to the committee and shall facilitate the meeting of the committee. Council passed first reading and referred the matter to the Policy and Governance Committee.